We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Bite.
All right, Hugs, let's jump in here. This was an interesting game. You win it 70-64, but it was certainly a tale of two halves. There were times, Hugs, where you guys just looked terrible. Defensively, you guys were getting cut up. Give me your evaluation of this whole game from start to finish.
I think you described it pretty well. We didn't guard anybody in the first half, and kind of let them do what they wanted to do. And then in the second half, when we started getting under them a little bit and making them try to score the ball over us, the game gets a little bit harder. We just got to clean so much up. We don't run our sets very well. We just don't pass the ball very well, and we don't pass it enough. So those are things that we've got. We're going to obviously take tomorrow off. We're going to practice some on Sunday. We're going to go on Monday, and then Tuesday leave for Indianapolis.
Give me more explanation, Hugs, as to what changed, because you could have easily packed it in. You guys were down 10 with inside of 15 minutes to go, and you're able to battle back. Exactly what did you do in that timeout at that inside 15-minute mark? And then what happened on the floor? You say you got into them a little bit, but can you kind of give us a little bit more on that?
Well, I cease to understand why you would work as hard as what they've worked, lift year-round, stay in Morgantown, play, practice the way they've practiced, and then come out and not really give it your all. And we didn't. And quite frankly, Tony, we've got 13 good players. And then you get a little bit of pouting going on because that guys don't get the minutes that they think they deserve, or they don't maybe get the minutes that even they maybe had a year ago. So now now you got those guys who kinda, put a little damper on the enthusiasm, and we got to get that fixed. But we got good kids, man. They're good guys. They're good quality guys. They mean well, and I understand. Heck, I was one of those guys that I sat on a bench my whole freshman year. I kind of know what it was like, and fortunate enough to dig my way out of it. But you know, that's what they got to do. You know, we're not going to play anybody that doesn't deserve to play. And if somebody's playing better than you, the remedy for that is you play better. You know, bring your game up to their standards. They're not going to drop theirs down to yours. And that's, I mean, I think that's really, why would I not play somebody who's going to help us? I will, you know, obviously I will. Obviously I have, but, I mean, just get in and work and do the right things and be better than the guy that's been playing ahead of you.
Sure. And we're going to talk about Derek Culver in a second. He well deserved the MVP award, but perhaps the unsung hero of this game is Gabe Osaboyan, who goes out there when Oscar gets the two quick fouls and finishes the day with 8 points, 8 rebounds, leads you in assists with 5, and who knows, Hugs, how many deflections. It took at least one charge. He was gold for you today.
Well, Gabe has been, Tony. I mean, honestly, he's the guy who really sets the tempo for us in terms of how hard we play. He's also, without a question, our best defender. He gets his hands on more balls. He's our most versatile defender. And he's worked really hard at, you know, he made some shots today that in no way, shape, or form could he have made a year ago. But he's put time in. And he's a really valuable guy for us. We, you know, the flip side of that is we got to get Oscar going again. You know, he's struggled scoring a ball around the rim, and that's his bread and butter. And we got to get him doing that. We got to get him running the floor the way he's capable of running the floor. And then. It's like I told him in the beginning of the year, nobody's going to play 40 minutes. You can't play 40 minutes. And you mentioned Derek, and Derek being the MVP, and Derek's smart enough to ask out when he gets tired.
Right.
So he doesn't hurt the team. So, and Tony, you want to talk about a guy who's come a long way. That guy has come miles and miles.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, no, absolutely. Hey, Hugs, before I give it over here to Jay, another untold stat in this game, which was massive. You said pregame, got to keep them off the foul line. They were averaging 23 points per game in their first two at the line. Today you held them to 6 made free throws. You made 15 out of 19, 79%, so you outscore them at the line by 9.
Yeah, I mean, that's a little bit deceiving because we shot some at the end of the game, but we ought to be a good shooting team, Tony. I mean, you put Taz at the line, you put Sean at the line, you put Deuce at the line, and Derek's really worked at it. You know, Derek's shot it from the free throw line pretty good. Derek made some 14, 15-foot jumpers for us, which before, you know, we were telling people, you know, don't run in too close because it's going to bang off the glass. But he's worked at it, and that, you know, it's great to see guys who really work hard at, you know, what they're doing. I mean, when the whole deal was, let's don't foul them, make them score the ball over top of us. But
you know what, Hugs, one thing, you know, I've seen so much confidence in you and your staff have given to the perimeter game, and I mean, like McNeil and Sherman and McBride, and these guys have all, they haven't shot the ball well as a whole, percentage-wise, but boy, they make big shots, don't they?
Yeah, they really do, Jay. And you know, I know you, being the great shooter that you were, know full well that it's easier to shoot it when the coach has confidence in you. And it becomes a little more difficult whenever you're kind of tensed up because you know you have to make the shot or make a couple shots to stay in the game.
Yeah, but you know, to go with them, you haven't jerked them out. And one of the guys today who's having a poor game was Sean McNeil shooting the ball, but he hits a big one in transition. I'm beginning to believe that he in transition on those passes down to that spot is pretty deadly when he shoots that jumper in the run.
I think he can make them from anywhere. We just,
yeah.
I don't know, Jay. Maybe we're playing him a little bit too much this early. I don't know. You know, but a lot of it, man, is just getting in game shape. There's a whole lot of difference practicing and playing in a game. And then the game, you know, the game goes so much faster. And that's what the freshmen and the JUCO guys, when they first start to play in games, it's like, holy cow, does this – I mean, everything happens so fast. And it takes a while to get used to that.
You know, one thing I wanted you to give you a chance to talk about is Cottrell and Cottrell and Bridges. These are guys that have really struggled for getting time and getting on the floor. But they're still a big part in this team and where we go from the future, right?
Oh, no doubt. I told JB, JB's kind of rushing things a little bit, and he just got to slow down a little bit. When he slows down, I think he is going to be a great, great weapon for us, because he's a guy who can guard a three, can guard a four, probably can guard a two. But at you put him at guarding a four, and then down at the offensive end, now you've got a Oscar or somebody like that coming out trying to guard him. Mm. And we just got to get him to slow his release down just a little bit, and we'll work on that this weekend. But Isaiah's going to be a really good player. It's just the physicality right now is, you know, Isaiah's used to playing straight up and down instead of, you know, bending his knees and getting down. When your butt's lower, your knees are bent, you're so much more solid, you know, that you don't get knocked around as much. And that'll come. I mean, but it's going to come with us playing him. It's just, unfortunately, and again, you know, and it sounds like I'm beating a dead horse, but we should have had an exhibition where he got to play. We should have had a scrimmage where he got to play. And then we had some games scheduled, excuse me, that he would have got a lot more minutes in. You know, and you come here to win. You got to play the guys that you think give you the best opportunity to win at this point in time. But I mean, he shoots the ball really well, and we just got to, you know, and I know, you know, play them, they get more confidence. Well, sometimes you play them before they're ready, and it hurts their confidence, and it takes you a heck of a lot longer to get them back.
Yeah.
Hugs, we appreciate the time. We know it's travel time for you. You guys are heading back home right now, so congratulations. We wish you the best.
We'll see you on the couch Monday night.
Tony, it seems to be just a something that happens quite consistently with West Virginia travel. Yesterday they told me the plane was there. Today they tell me the plane's in Chicago.
Hello.
So we're going to have to wait a while, but we'll go out here and watch some good ball and hopefully get something to eat and then head back to Clarksburg.
As you well know, Hugs, it's always okay to wait when you travel as long as you got the W in your pocket.
Makes it much, much easier.
Yes, it does.
Will you be on the couch Monday night?
I'd be on the couch Monday night.
In your office?
Talk show.
Talk show?
Yeah.
Well, I guess, Jay. I mean,
okay. All right.
I mean, I would think so. I thought that was – I didn't know that was going to be a fixture of the show.
Oh, yeah, we're in. Oh, yeah. We're moving in like the in-laws, buddy.
Are you kidding?
We're in. We'll be there. I don't know if you're going to be there. We're going to be on your couch Monday night for your show.
Well, didn't get any better than that, man.
Yeah. Tony, you're welcome, and I'm still undecided on the little fellow.
Thanks, Hugs. Congratulations.
See ya.